Well, good morning. Hope everyone's okay. Happy Mothering Sunday. You can tell it's Mothering Sunday because I'm up here. So. But it's not a Mothering Sunday message. Please, men, don't switch off. This is not just for women. This is something I believe God told me about six weeks ago, and I brought it to Ian, and he said, yeah, go for it. So it's always good when that happens. I want to start by showing you a little video. Can't tell you what film it is, and I am sure Carol and Trevor probably could tell you what film it is. It's a clip from Indiana Jones, and he's been given this assignment to do. And I think that's enough. Show the clip, please. Right, this is not what I'm talking about, really. This is just a pre-thing, really. This is just where I am at the moment. Today, for me, is a leap of faith in doing this. Over the last couple of years, it's been quite difficult. I've not done what I believe God's told me to do at times. So here we go. In January, or just over Christmas, I believe God was telling Ian and I to read a book. And it's, if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out the boat. And I knew we had this book. And I had this book in, let me just tell you the date, July 2003, I bought this book and I read it. And I couldn't find it. And I've been searching and searching on my bookshelves. And on Thursday night, I'd got all my notes and I was just putting it all together, I found the book. And I thought, thank you, Lord, you're just confirming everything to me. So basically, that's just where I am. I'm today taking a leap of faith in bringing you what I believe God's told me to bring you. It's not going to be a theological sermon. In fact, it's just talk. Dave said, are you preaching today? I said, no, I don't preach. It's a talk. So this is what you're going to get. I'm not going to bring you any long Greek or Latin words. I just bring you, I hope, what I feel God's put on my heart today. Right, I want to talk about masks today. Masks that you put on your face. There are several types of masks. I'm just going to run through one or two of them. There's a medical mask, i.e. oxygen mask, burn mask, radiotherapy mask. They're all important. There's protective masks, gas masks, surgical masks, armor even. You could have a mask in armor. There's disguises, you know, robbers, protesters, vigilantes, terrorists all wear the masks to cover their face. There are occupational masks, welders, divers, filters that you wear to stop pollution getting in. There are sports masks. There are visors, fencing. You wear one in fencing so you don't get hurt. And ice hockey, they wear masks for obvious reasons. There are fun masks, just for fun. We can dress up. We can put politicians' masks on. We can put famous people. We can dress up fancy dress. And there's another one, a performance mask. Carnivals, people wear them in carnivals, rituals. All around the world today, masks are worn in cultural performances as well. That's just an outline of masks. I'm just going to ask Julia just to come and share just a couple of minutes about a mask. Thanks.
Can I have my mask up, please? This is my mask. There we go. I've got an inoperable brain tumour, and this was my radiotherapy mask. I had that on for 6 weeks, not permanently. It came off when I'd had my treatment, but I was so pleased to get rid of that mask at the end of it. But, you know, they bolt you down, they bolt you to the table and what have you. But that restriction, and with God's grace and much prayer, that tumour has been stable for 4.5 years.
I don't know if you can see from that picture, you know, Julia couldn't move at all with that mask on. She was bolted down on the table. There was no movement at all in her. I'll come back to that. I just want to tell you about four masks today. Which I just felt as say God put on my heart. And I like to do things I don't tend to do this sort of stuff because I'm not that good at it, really. So I've got the old-fashioned method. I've got some props. First one I want to talk to you about is a clown mask. Now, I did look to buy one on the internet, and they were hideous. They were absolutely awful. So I've gone to try and get a children's one, which is a little bit kinder. I mean, clowns' masks are awful. They were really evil-looking. They were dreadful. And I don't know about you, I've never really liked clowns. I think they're sinister. I think there's something not right about them. I know some people do, and they like the slapstick. But they can bring a sense of terror into people's life. They seem false, always trying to be happy with that false smile on the face. You know, they're not real. And this is what really sparked things off. This is a conversation I had. I was at work, and I answered the phone. So I answered it. I won't go into the details of how I answered the phone. So it was the night of the AGM where I worked. So, hello, da-da-da-da, Jill speaking. Oh, hi, Jill, this is Jane. I'm not using a real name. I thought, better not use a real name. So I said, oh, hi, Jane, how are you? Okay, yes. Yes, I'm fine, she said. Yes, I'm fine. Then there was a pause. And she says, why do I always do that? She said, I'm not fine. That's why I'm ringing. Can you give my apologies for the AGM? I'm actually ill and I can't make it. But I always do that. And it made me think about what we say, what we do. You know, quite often we make out everything's okay when it's not. In church as well, we do it. In life, we do it. We put on that false smile. We carry on. Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's great. When inside, it's not. And I just today, it made me think about it, about being honest, about being truthful. Now, I want to get something clear. You don't go around telling everybody everything, because not everyone can cope with it. Not everyone can handle it. It's good to have one or two people that you can confide in. But saying that, we can still be honest. There are times in our lives when it's bad, and someone can say, how are you doing? And you can say, yes, I'm great, thank you. And inside you're dying. You know, you can't get over this problem you've got, this physical illness maybe you've got, you can't get rid of it. This emotional problem you've got, you can't get rid of it. Now, there are times when you can just say, no, actually I'm not great. Can you just pray for me? And that's all that needs to be said. You don't need to go into details, but people can pick that up and pray for you. We don't need to know the details to pray for you. God knows, and it's enough we bring your name before God. So don't think you have to blab it to everyone. And it's not always convenient. In the morning, when you go around talking, you haven't got time to spend perhaps 30 minutes with everyone going through all the problems. And especially before church, actually, you don't always want that because it can pull you down as well. But there is a point where we can be honest. I was just reading something the other day. Oh, no, I was listening to something. And it said we have these perfect, we think perfect, Facebook lives where everything looks okay. And that can actually get you down. Because if you ever go on Facebook and you look at some people's lives and you think, oh, mine is awful. My children never do that. Not a hint, Laura, not a hint. My husband never does that. And we can be fake about that as well. I was reading a book. It was just an ordinary book, a novel. It wasn't Christian. And there's this woman, she just split up with her long-term boyfriend, and she was on Facebook, and she thought her sister had this amazing life. She kept posting these pictures, and look at these flowers. Aren't I blessed? Aren't I fortunate? Well, actually, I think it was lucky, really, but I don't like that word. But in reality, when she actually spoke to her sister, she'd bought herself the flowers. She'd put them on Facebook. There was a lie there. You know, she was making out her husband had bought these, but she didn't actually say her husband had bought them, but she just said, look at me, look how blessed I am. Look at my children, they do all this, that, and the other. But her life was actually a mess. And that's what can happen. We can have these perfect Facebook lives, when in reality, it's not like that. Most of us, in reality, it's not like that. But, you know, we have other people. We have people here. You can come to me and say, just pray for me. I don't need to know what it's about. Just pray for me. And we will. The other week in church, we sat at the back and somebody came in. Somebody said, hiya, how are you? Well, do you want the honest answer or do you want the fake answer, they said, which I really admired. She said, the fake answer is, yes, I'm great. The real answer is, no, I'm not, but you're going to need 30 minutes to listen to it all. So I admired that and I said, well, we don't need 30 minutes. You can just say, it's not great. Pray. So I challenge you today, if you live in this false Facebook life, you know, get real today about it. In Exodus 17:11, there's an account. It's about Moses. You all know it. I'm not going to read it. It's about Moses, and they're in battle. And when he raised his arms, they won the battle. And when he dropped his arms, they started losing. And Aaron and Hur stood beside him, and they held his arms up. And while his arms were raised, they won the battle. And today, that's what we need to do. We need to be real. We need to stand by each other and hold each other up. Because some of the problems we have are bad. You know, there's no denying it. Some problems we go through are bad. But we can stand by each other. We don't need to know the details. We can just stand there. Excuse me 1 minute. The next masks I was thinking of were these. I can't hold them up. Superhero masks. You can see what they are. You might going to model them. I'm not going to put them on, but it's the wrong one for you, Ian. It's the wrong one. Should be Batman. There we go. So while he's wearing that, he's Spider-Man in his eyes anyway. Yes. The thing is about superheroes is they lead two lives. They have their superhero life and they have the real life. Duplicity, two-faced. Take it off and sit down, that's it. They pretend to be someone they're not. They've got the real life. In the day, they can be Clark Kent. They can be Bruce Banner. Now here, right, if you watch the 70s TV series, it's David Banner. Or they can be Bruce Wayne. Now to anyone else, that's Superman, the Hulk, or Batman. Are you impressed? Are you impressed with that? I know a little bit about superheroes. I should do with Jackson and Ian and Laura, indeed. They all like it. When they were needed, they changed into this other person. They were pretending the whole time. And this really struck me. This was the one I think I struggled with the most, really, is that we pretend to be someone else. You know, we can come to church and we can be one thing, but what are we like on Monday morning? What are we like when we go out with our friends? Do we get drunk? Nothing wrong going out. There's nothing wrong. Hear me right. I'm not against it. But what are we like? What are we like with relationships with people of the opposite sex? Are we glorifying to God? We need to watch ourselves at work. Oh, that's a place when you can let yourself go in it at work because you get so pressured and stressed. And people are so quick to point out when we do something wrong, but we actually need to take stock of that. We might wear certain clothes on a Sunday for church, but then on a Monday or whatever, we might wear something completely different. We might not swear in church, but what do we do when nobody's watching or we think nobody's watching or listening? Our language might change. The jokes might become a little bit more risque. The conversation more smutty. See, we think no one can hear and see. We need to be careful what we watch. And I really do believe that. Because this stuff I know I've watched. And you think you can put it down, but it's there. It goes deep in your mind. And sometimes it's hard to get rid of. Sometimes you watch it by accident. You know, I'm a flicker through the TV. Ian hates it. I just literally flick from channel to channel. He will go up to the guide and have a look, but I don't. But there is a danger in that, because as you flick, sometimes some images pop up and you just can't get rid of them. They're there. Our lives need to line up with what God is saying. Being two-faced is not pretty. It's not pretty at all. There's a character in Batman called Two-Face, and he literally, down the middle, he's one character this way, one character that way. And he's in conflict the whole time. There's a conflict, because neither of them is real him. There's major conflict there. When we are two-faced, we become someone that's tossed around. We're not stable. We're tossed because there's two of us. We're fighting continuously, one to the other. We're tossed around. We have one foot in one camp and one in another, and that's never good. Because if you stand in one foot on one piece of land and one another and they separate, you're in a mess, aren't you? You know, it's dangerous. We need to be careful we don't act as one person here and one person when we leave. You know, we try and fool us. We try and fool ourselves. We try and fool other people. We try and fool God. It's not going to happen. We could sit here, we can be praising away, we can be singing and dancing. But we need to check what's in here. We really do need to check what's inside us. We need to do everything as if we're doing it for Jesus. Do things as if Jesus was standing outside of us continually. Check ourselves all the time. Romans 2:2 says, don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Another mask is this one. I love these masks. I really love them. The mask ball, they're always glorious. They're always so pretty. This one is pretty, but we were in Venice last year and there are loads of shops which sell these. And they are amazing. Some of them, they're just so, so beautiful. They're decked out lavishly with all different ornaments. They're not diamonds, but the crystals, they are just amazing. The mask ball was worn, really, when they went to balls to hide behind. You see, then they could walk around and talk to people and act in certain ways, and nobody knew who they were. There was, a freedom, they thought, in one way. But really, they'll be hiding behind the masks. And we can hide behind masks for fear. Because really, we probably don't want people to know what we're like. You know, do we really want people to know what we're like when we're at work? As I said earlier, do we really want people to know what we're like? There's a fear. If I take this mask off, people might not like me. When I was about 13, there was this Christian book, which I always intended to read, but it was slightly heavy for me at the time because I was only a new Christian. And it was a white cover on this book. And all that was there were two eyes, two beautiful green eyes. I even pulled it up on the internet to have a look. And it was called Why I Am Afraid to Tell You Who I Am. And that stayed with me because we often fall into this category. We really don't want people to see the real us. We might shock them. Fear is crippling. It can paralyze us. And we're not able to move forward. Fear can stop us doing all sorts of things. It can stop us talking to people. It can stop us sharing our faith. And it can stop us praying with people. It can stop us standing up here today. Fear is real. It can grip us. But God says perfect love casts out all fear. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. It's hard, and it is hard, because fear is paralyzing. It really does paralyze you. But it's really true that in God, he can cast out all that fear. There's a saying, it says, when you try to make an impression, that's the impression you make. And that's something we have to be careful of. We don't want to be these people that you know, that they come across, you meet them, and they are brilliant. You love them. Great. Few months down the line, you start seeing the real person. Oh, I didn't expect that. When we try to make an impression, that's the impression we make. So stop pretending. Stop acting. Stop being hypocritical. There we go, we're nearly through, look. The last mask I want to talk to you about is this one. As you can see, this is really grubby. This is a protective mask. I really wanted a gas mask, but it's really hard to come by. So Ian dug this out, and as you can see, this should be white. This should be pure white, but it's not. It's like a mucky grey because it's been used. It's done its job, actually. It's protected Ian, when he was wearing it, from all the dust and the muck and the grime and everything. It's done its job. Protective mask, good, like Julia's mask. It was a protective mask. It was good. But the problem is with a protective mask, you can keep the good stuff out because you've put it on to protect yourself. Now, as I said, life is not easy. We get hurt. And immediately we can put up a mask and say, whoa, never again. I'm not doing that. Something else can happen and your mask gets more stuck on your face, as it were. You say, no, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. It's too hard. I can't do it. But you know, if we take, I'm just going to skip something there. But that protection mask, as I say, can stop the good stuff getting in. God is good and he wants the very best for us. So today, some of us have to let go of this mask and let God in. You see, you might get hurt, but you might not. Some rotten stuff might happen to you, but it might not. You know, keeping this on, you're stopping that might. You know, God really does want to bless you. And sometimes this protective mask can just be down to pride. Real pride. I can do it myself. I don't really need anyone else. I've got this sussed. Why do I need someone to come in and help me? And that can stop you. That's a protective thing. I know it's a protective thing, but it can stop you. It can stop you getting into that place where you should be. Sometimes we keep God out because if we let God in, things might change. Wow. Things might change. But it's one thing I can tell you for certain. God will never let you down. He will never put you, or will never put on you anything you cannot cope with. I've written down here these last few weeks, these last four weeks, have been some of the hardest in my life. But then this morning in worship, I recategorized that. They haven't been the hardest in my life, but they've been hard. These last 4 weeks have been hard. We've had things come at us from all different angles. This is Ian and I'm talking about. Really, you know, some bad stuff. Some really bad stuff. Some not so bad stuff. But we really have had stuff come from all different angles. And it has been very hard. But I know God will never forsake me. I know he'll never leave me. And I know he'll bring me through. It might not be the way I want it to be, and it might not be the way you want it to be, but he will never let you down, and he will always bring you through. Yeah, God is amazing. He really is amazing that he can do that for us. He does it for us because he loves us. He died because he loved us. He died that we can have everything. You know, his love is never failing. It never gives up. It never runs out. It's just amazing. They're just four masks. The four ideas. And they restrict us. Like Julia said, that mask she wore restricted her. There was no movement at all. Her head was just no movement. There was nothing. These masks, and there's many more. There are many more. I mean, these are just samples because I like to have visual aids. It reminds me of what they are. But they restrict us. They make us ineffective. If we leave them on, we will never become the people God wants us to be. They're great to hide behind, and sometimes it is good to hide. Sometimes we do need that. And they're great to blame. How many times have we heard this saying? This is me. I cannot change. I am what I am. Now, I might offend some of you here. I really might offend you. And I do apologize for offending you, but I'm not going to apologize for what I'm going to say, because I do believe it's from God. So if you are offended, maybe you need to deal with it. Can I just say, those statements are lies. They are lies. They're from the enemy to keep you in a place where you're no good, where you're useless. If we want to change, we can. And if we want to be what God wants us to be, we'd better be willing to change. He died so we can have a relationship with him. He died to set us free from our past. He wants to give us stuff and bless us beyond what we can ever ask or imagine. Change isn't easy. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy. I've had to change. I'm still working on stuff. As some of you know, there's still stuff I've got to get rid of in my life. Still attitudes and actions that I have to stop. But, you know, we need to be real about this. Change can and will happen if we subject ourselves to God. It's totally up to us. If we don't want to change, then it's our problem. And we have to admit that and say we're not being subject to God. That's hard, but it's true. You know, perhaps we haven't got the ability to change ourselves, but we can start. And if we start, then God will. And he will. We've seen people's lives change dramatically. You know, it's just great what God can do. I've just written here, I don't want to be Joyce Meyer. I don't want to be Lisa Bevere. I want to be Gillian Anderson. Now, that's not the actress. That's me. Because I don't know what she's like, but I don't want to be her. I want to be me. And I want to fulfill everything God has for me. I want to be the me God wants me to be. You know, and I'm really praying that you here all want to be the you God wants you to be. We need to grasp that God has made us unique, so unique. And we really don't need to act or look like anybody else. He's given us our own character and our own gifts. We don't need what somebody else has got. We just need to grasp what God wants. So don't change for other people. Change for God. It's only by taking off the masks that we become real. That we become the true person God wants us to be. So today, let's take off the masks and step into everything he has for us. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 says in the Message, you see, God is never fooled by our masks. We might think we can fool others and even think we can fool him, but we can't. That's a simple fact. We fool ourselves before we fool God. We never fool God. And we might think we're fooling others, but we're not. So it's simple. We need to become real. We need to put off these silly things we carry. And we need to become the people God wants us to be. Let's just pray. Lord, today, I offer my body as a living sacrifice to you. I give you the mask that I put on for whatever reason. Today, may my life change in ways I cannot even imagine as I put my life in order with you and do what you decide. We might think we can fool you, but we're only deceiving ourselves. So thank you, Lord, now. And I just pray as we give our masks to you, you will take them and you will destroy them and help us become that very person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We do have a little gift for you women. guess what it might be? What's that? It's a face mask. We want to give you one. There's a little note on here and it says, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. So be what you want to be. We have some over this side for ladies that may not like the face masks, because they are quite restrictive when you put them on. You know, the mud mask, you can't move, you can't smile. So we've got some over here which are paper masks, so which are a bit gentler, a bit nicer for the slightly more mature woman. If you don't want one of these. But if you want one of these, please come and take one. Please use it. And when you put it on, take it off and take the other mask off as well.